So Kendra, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Good, I see you. So anyhow, so thank you. So while we're waiting on Tim and Beth, so if I needed to get a Zoom meeting going for like my local ditch company, what do I need to do that?
So if you just go to zoom.com, you can sign up and they have a couple different accounts. You would want to use your, probably your personal email, because if you use your county email, it might say you have one already. It'll kind of depend. You can do a free account if it's less than three people in a meeting and less than 40 minutes. Otherwise, you would need to upgrade, and then it's $15 a month. And then you can have up to 100 participants and unlimited meeting time.
Okay, I'll talk to you later about it a little bit more. So yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, if you want me, want to give me the information, I can send an account up for you also.
Yeah, I'll do that. I might see about having a 7 o'clock meeting and borrowing the, I don't know, Tim and Beth are both on right now, the appropriateness of borrowing one of these Zoom, or county Zoom accounts for a ditch meeting that we would be having. So I'd ask that.
I don't think it matters. I mean, as long as it's not, to me personally, as long as it's not conflicting with another meeting, I think you're, I mean, it's not costing the county any money. We already pay for it. So if it's available, I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the series of lawsuits that are going to be coming down the pike here when it's all said and done, it'll be way down the list.
Okay, well, I might plan on doing that. I might use the BCC account like at 7 o'clock or something like that next week, and I'll let you know first.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah, if you just let me know the information, I can set up a meeting for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, we are here for our 10:30 BCC session. I'm in the office today.
I see that.
Elvis is back in the building.
How's it going over there?
It's going good. I'm going to get together with Robin after this meeting today. Do some video. I've got my scarf here.
Perfect.
All good. I'm not planning on robbing a bank or anything like that. So
I don't have mine. Otherwise, we could take a picture.
Yeah, there we go. I think. I haven't even pulled up the. Hey, nice, Doug.
Yeah, I like that. Who made that for you? Or did you sew it yourself?
Sorry, I lost my earplug. But so yeah, no, so this gal in California. So she's partners with Heather Spitzley up there on County Road 56 that we've had some conservation easements with, way up there in Northwest route. Anyhow, so yeah, she wanted to sell these to me. They're $12 a piece, and if we buy 1,000, they're $11 a piece. And I'm going, but she sent me three samples to see whether we would be interested in them. So yeah, they are kind of nice, but a little pricey at $12 a piece, I would say.
All right. What's on our agenda? I haven't pulled it up yet. There's nothing really on the agenda except this.
We have the Public Health Month resolution, but I thought we would do that actually during our Board of Health meeting with when we have.
Okay. That
I don't know if Carrie's coming today, but because I think she's at the testing site, but Brian will be here.
That's right. So, okay, that's great. I'm fine with waiting on that till 12 noon. I will tell you that I had a telephone call with Ray Beck yesterday, and he told me that he will most likely not be able to join our meeting with the Moffat County Commissioners tomorrow. And he thinks it's doubtful that Don Cook will be able to attend. And I said, well, we'll go ahead and do the meeting anyway, even if only Don Broom can attend. And there'll be a recording of it. And I told Ray I didn't think there were really any specific items that we bring into the table. We're just trying to keep the lines of communication open. And
so, Tim, are you going to be able to be there, or is that overlapping with your town hall?
That is overlapping. Thanks for reminding me of that, Beth. So likely I won't be there either. Well, no, wait a minute. We're meeting at 9:30.
Yes.
So it'll
I don't know what time your town hall is.
It's not until 10:40. And actually, they want me to sign in at 10:40, but the actual town hall's from 11 till 12. So I will be there for the meeting with the Miami County Commissioners. It's just that I'll be missing a significant portion of our work session afterwards. But again, I didn't see anything on the agenda that was I was too worried about.
No, I think doing that town hall is really important. So
yeah.
we'll figure it out.
Although hopefully I will have calmed down a little bit by then. I was talking to Robin just a little while ago, and I did something that I almost never do, which is I responded in anger to an email I got from an old friend that was bitterly complaining about the face masks, and I just couldn't take it anymore. So if you can't unload on your friends, who can you unload on, right? Hopefully he doesn't take it upon himself to widely circulate it, but oh well, I said what I meant and what I felt, so.
So I just about that with our meeting tomorrow with Commissioner Broom.
So I guess should we reschedule it? That's what I was wondering too.
And
I didn't know what Ray had going on. Did he tell you what he had going on that him and Don Cook didn't make it?
He didn't know exactly. Ray is testifying in front of the Air Quality Control Commission at that time. And he said he didn't specifically know what Don Cook's issue was, but it was in his impression that Don had a conflict as well. So,
I mean, I'm fine with postponing or just waiting till next week. I mean, I guess I just don't know if there's any point in, I guess the question would be if Carrie and Brian have some things that they would like to talk about to both boards, because whatever that is, even if Don and Ray aren't there, that could be conveyed to them after.
So we can figure that out at 12 noon today.
That sounds great.
Okay. I just walked into the office here, so I'm not real well prepared for this meeting. Although I have some notes. Oh, I know what I needed to bring up. This isn't actually COVID-19 related, but yesterday, finally, after a lot of work with Helena and IT, I was able to establish my connection to Munis through the network. And so I was able to finally get through and do some workflow approvals for a number of accounts payable. But there was one that I did not approve, which obviously a problem. It was a payment to Northwest Colorado Health for $75,000. And I'm pretty sure we didn't want to make that payment. And so I did follow up a little bit with Julie and with Scott Cowman. Apparently there's a whole lot of confusion about what we may or may not owe to Northwest Colorado Health, included in which there was, according to Scott Cowman, about $71,000 left over in the 2019 budget that never got expended. And then there was some confusion whether this $75,000 invoice was for something in 2020. So I just did a complete timeout. Everybody stop. And we need to discuss, and Mark, I hope you're listening to this. We need to figure out whether or not, in fact, we actually owe any money to Northwest Colorado Health. And if so, what for? And I'm going to rely upon your guys' Doug and Beth recollection. My recollection is that we stopped virtually all payments to Northwest Colorado Health, did we not?
So, Tim, the $75,000 just stands out to me as part of the HRC money that we were going to be giving to them this year. Because if you remember correctly, they usually get money through HRC, but then they were separately getting money from our office for home health and hospice. And in an effort to kind of clean that up, we decided to roll all that money under HRC. And I don't remember what the total dollar amount of that money was, but I do remember that 75 was the amount that we were going to continue contributing that had been from our office, and we were going to increase the amount that Northwest Colorado Health received through HRC by that 75,000, I think. But all the money that all the money that Northwest Colorado Health would receive from Rout County in 2020 would be their HRC award, is my recollection. But then we also have a contract with them for, I believe it's immunizations. So Dan Stranad should know how much money we owe to Northwest Colorado Health based on our budget and our contracts, I would think. Because there's two different things. There's the public health contracts we have with them, which I think there's maybe only one for immunizations, which
can and that would be in environmental health's budget?
No, public health.
And then the other $75,000 should be in the community services?
I think it's more than that, though. It should be under HRC. I think it's more than 75.
So I think the other thing to remember here, too, is that much to my chagrin, which I didn't agree with, that we decided to go ahead and even after we took over public health halfway through the year, we decided to keep their money from the county as whole because of the hospice care and the rest that they were providing. So if my remember saying that whatever we owed them for 2019, we were going to pay. And that was in the story there on 2019. And Beth is shaking her head on that too. Yes. And so, but other than that, I think we got a pretty good budget number on what we owe them for 2020 and however we need to split that. And I would agree with Beth that Dan Stranad should have a pretty close eye of what all we were going to do with that.
But I do think it was under environmental health's budget prior to us creating a public health department.
So I'm looking at my 2020 budget book under community services, and Northwest Colorado Health had been receiving $37,500 all the way through 2018, but they were zeroed out. This must be old stuff.
So, Tim, I think don't look at the draft budget book. You need to look at the final budget because the draft book was not accurate on that because we decided to move that money out of the BCC budget and into the HRC budget. So Dan Stranad emailed us that final budget book the other day.
So I guess we need to task Mark with chasing this down, with Dan Stranad, with Julie, with Scott Cowman, with Carrie. And I'm not going to approve that $75,000 payment until I get a little better input. So that was the most important thing on my list.
Can I just also ask a question? I mean, if we still owe them money for 2019, how long can they reasonably invoice us before it's just like, sorry, you didn't invoice us?
Well, I'm not even sure that they did. And that's been the confusion is that according to Scott Cowman and the accountant,
Sean,
that there's still this $71,000 lying around out there in the 2019 budget. So they were confused. Was this invoice for what was owed in 2019 or is this invoice for 2020? Obviously, I don't know the answer to that question. So Mark, you've been listening to this conversation?
I have, Commissioner, and in fact, I've already sent messages as in the course of your discussion, your very good dialogue, and you started to add more facts. I put those in the body of those emails, and that's already been sent. So we'll track it down.
Okay. Well,
I'm
let
so
me
glad you're here, Mark. I just can't say that enough.
Yeah, it's my administrative qualities and skills are limited at best. So,
well, Tim, if I thank you so much. You follow a great regimen, and that is, hey, if I'm not sure about something, then I'm gonna hold, and that's the right thing to do administratively. So thank you for your due diligence.
Well, you can call it due diligence. I'll just call it sheer laziness, but that's fine. Whatever works.
So I had a question for us. We got in the email from AG&C, the potential for a mini grant. Right now, that's the least of worries on my brain right now. But, you know, I don't know if we have something out there. And, you know, we've been in the past pushing those off to the fair as well, and we still didn't get the project fixed that we on the because we couldn't get a bidder for the entryway signage as well. I guess, do we want to apply for this year's grant? Do we want to think about it for a week and see what might be out there openings? I don't know if we have something out there. Again, it's a pretty, you know, it's $5,000, $10,000 project. Unless we have something else that would go to, that's kind of, it's one of those things. It is a mini grant, and it's kind of a low impact work-wise. Just do the project and get it done and ask for reimbursement. But I guess, do we have something out there that we want to think about, or we can talk about it later?
Do they have a specific goal for that grant money? I mean, is it supposed to be like an economic development kind of a project, or is it just anything? What's their purpose for that money? Do you know?
So it's mostly anything. And again, you know, the incentive is it's an incentive to join AG&C. And you get basically part of your dues back. So, I mean, reality, that's what it is. And we know that. And we all have known that. So, but again, we don't need to do projects just for the sake of doing projects either. So we got a couple projects out there at the fair yet that we still want to do. But, man, I don't know. Everybody's so inundated with just trying to take care of ourselves right now. It's kind of hard to think about outside the box.
I guess I'd just say that I think I have a couple of thoughts. The one is that we've been letting the fairgrounds apply for and use this. And so if they do have something, I'd be fine with that. If we wanted to go a little bit different direction, I have two things in mind. One, especially thinking about economic recovery, honestly, and I know it's small, but definitely via first impressions, we're going to be talking about how we can support childcare centers in surviving this whole thing. And so Kelly might have an idea of something there. I think First Impressions Council is meeting next week and to have some discussion about that. And then the other thing that comes to mind is I know John Bristol through the Economic Development Council has been, he sort of has like a pot of money that he can give out to organizations for kind of smaller economic development projects. And we could ask him if, you know, money like this might help support that fund. Just thinking about kind of the function of AG&C and that economic development side of things. But I'm fine with the fairgrounds unless we feel like we want to go one of those other directions. But it seems like we shouldn't just, I mean, it's really easy grant. And like you said, it's low amount of work. We shouldn't just leave that money on the table if we can easily put it towards something.
What's the deadline?
I think probably in a month or so, we have to come up with concept and a scope and have somebody write up a grant application. So somewhere in America.
I had a random one that might qualify, although I wouldn't place this in front of First Impressions or even the fairgrounds, but if all else fails, I've thought a bit about fencing our beautiful, lovely piece of property that we own in Yampa.
So for what purpose, Tim? To keep people out of it or what? So I'm looking at it from an outsider not being in Yampa, but if we put fence around it, it almost looks like a waste zone more than it does if it was not, you know, and not done something, you know. So maybe even if we spend $5,000 on landscaping on it, you know, that might be something that, and a open park kind of concept or something.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I was thinking of something along the lines of a buck and rail or a split rail fence that would be, make it look, it's a little bit of an eyesore in the middle of town. So, you know what I'll do? I've got a buddy of mine that's a fence contractor. Maybe I'll ask him roughly an idea of what it would cost, and we'll keep it in our back pocket if we don't have a better idea. But well, I agree. Somewhere we have.
No, go ahead.
Let's not leave $5,000 on the table. Let's find a way to spend it.
So the other concept I would say to you on that project there, I would support that there at the at Yampa. And, you know, the other thing is we could have a joint project and maybe go a little farther with the town of Yampa if town of Yampa had some money too. We could, you know, come up with some type of a down, you know, something with, you know, if we got 5,000 for Yampa and 5,000 for Route County and 10,000 and we'd $20,000 project or even something a little less than that, that might go a little bit too. So throw that out.
I'll go ahead and approach Aaron Simons and see if he has any ideas. I just, every once in a while I get a citizen that complains about, you know, our property and what are we going to do with it? And maybe just a little bit of landscaping and dolling it up will make it a more attractive property to somebody to purchase in the future. So I'll look into that and see what we can come up with. I can't hear anybody or anything. Comcheck.
I don't think anybody's talking, Tim.
Oh, that's hard to just really too hard to believe there for a minute.
Sorry, I had a sad kiddo come in and I didn't think you all wanted to listen to him crying.
No.
I'm fine with everything you guys just talked about. I think that if in the end the easiest thing is to just let Jill apply, it's only $5,000. If the easiest thing is to just let her apply for it, she applies for it every year. It'll probably be the least work for her to just put together something. I know we always have more that we can do at the fairgrounds, and this is a good way to help support it. So that may be the straightforward thing to do.
That might be more straightforward because, frankly speaking, to come up with, ideally or practically for the property in Yampa, we'd have to come up with some kind of a landscape plan that would need to be professionally drawn. Unless I can find a volunteer landscape architect to come up with something, it's probably a little bit too quick for me to put anything together in the next 30 days. But maybe next year. It's a thought for next year. All right. What else does anybody have?
I don't think I have anything. I have a list of things that I want to talk about when we meet with Board of Health, but I don't have anything on my list that we need to talk about.
Doug?
Yeah, no, I don't have anything either, so, yep.
Okay. Mark?
Commissioners, just always looking for some good news and a ray of sunshine. And I think you were all copied on the information from Kevin Booth regarding the potential for some really significant grant funding at the airport facility. And we had a good conversation late yesterday. Kevin and I walked through a lot of the things that they, of course, have in the capital queue and the operational queue. But just to let you know, as a follow-up to that information, they're running all those numbers down because, as Kevin mentioned in the body of the email, at first blush, it seemed like that would not be possible in terms of the dollar amount that was being earmarked for not only the Yampa Airport, but also the other one that caught my eye was Gunnison Crested Butte, was about in the same financial neighborhood. So long story short, they're checking with all their good resources and running that down to try and confirm those numbers. So we're just being cautious and careful in terms of talking about that until we get a little better verification.
All right. Thank you for that, Mark. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, I was just, something aside of that. So I assume that you guys probably sat in on the FEMA listening session, or did you sit in on that? Yeah, so
I wasn't there, I guess. Is there anything that we need to know?
Oh, I don't know, man. It's probably more frustrating than I even dreamed it might be in my estimation. And, us going through all this brain damage and the rest, it's just kind of like, us pulling the trigger on some of these things that maybe we would do or maybe we wouldn't do if it was really our money. And so listening through the session and the brain damage that we're going to be going through to get these things and the contractual relationships and the, I was just like, oh my God, it's just almost, it's kind of like it's one of those things that they make it so hard that, well, it's not even hardly worth, just going after, even at 75-25, and so when we have our meeting with Mo, which we're supposed to meet with him yet today too, or is he meeting tomorrow? Is that, we're meeting with Mo?
Mo time.
He's on the agenda, but it's not today.
It was kind of like this, the mass surge tent and the capabilities and the fundings of those things. And then you saw the email that he got back from the Office Emergency Management as well, is that, well, they're supposed to be going through the hospital and should be billing first and should be the course of last recourse to go through the FEMA money for providing services to these. And it didn't surprise me a bit, but it was just kind of a little bit, wow, man, I think you just, it's another one of those situations. You hope for the best and plan for the worst. And I think that we need to make sure that when we're, and Mo's been very responsive on, spending money as well. He's been great. But I think that we just need to be very assuming here that we're going to be funding this, and whatever we fund, there's not that much chance. I don't think there's that much reality in getting some of this money back, and some of the, we just need to make sure we really need to do these things as we're moving forward and doing it. So I wasn't surprised, but I was disappointed that especially this thing here with the national spotlight, and they just have the bean counters. I just call the bean counters, myself included, that that's all they do is just go through and try to find holes in whatever you do and trying to figure out how they wouldn't need to pay you for it so that it's yours, your responsibility. So I'll be interested to hear Mo's comments on it I think the three of us need to make sure, and Mark as well, need to have a good conversation with Mo as we're moving forward. And I that's what I had to say about that. So thank you.
Mo's scheduled for 10:30 on Friday is what I've got on my calendar is when he's going to come in. And you bring up a good point, Doug, and this is probably really Pollyannish on my side, but there's a part of me that feels like we should just advocate at the federal level that whatever money FEMA has or had to disperse for this emergency expenses that they just simply distribute to every county in the nation on a formulaic basis, no accounting, because the bottom line is virtually every county in the United States of America has been impacted in some way by this. They ought to just hand out the bucks and not bother with the accountability.
Well, then the other thing is, you know, how much bookkeeping and how much stuff do we go through and brain damage do we go through? Is it worth 50 cents on the dollar to spend 50 cents on the accounting side and the background side to get a dollar back, you know, too? So it's just like, you know, all of those things, I think we just need to keep, when we move forward here, we have to have our eyes wide open here. And because it was a pretty eye-opening, because it's not like getting a dollar grant. Well, here's your check and you're free to go and we're all good. Thank you very much. But no,
I noticed that there was in one of the email exchanges about that subject that they're still arguing over dollars from Katrina. That was a long time ago. All right, Robin, do you have anything for us?
Only that I sent you all a memo about video and audio. I'm so excited that you're here today, so I'm going to take some video of you. So there is, for Doug, you at home, and Beth, you at home, there's some text already that I suggested for different subjects of where we're getting the most questions. So if you feel comfortable filming that at home, kind of 60-second or a little over 60-second videos, then we'll get it on social media. I think you speaking in your just regular voice and using your terminology like Doug talking about hunkering down, I keep on thinking about your cows as the actual physical distancing length instead of a ski. So just getting your help. And then at some point, when you think you have time, I would love to get the three of you on for, you know, not one of your commissioner meetings or Board of Health, but just doing, you know, a chat among the three of you that I could kind of moderate and that we could record on a Zoom meeting. And then we could also put on our website just to some of the basic major issues that are keep coming up. I know the pilot's doing the town halls, but I think it's helpful for us to have things on our website of what we keep hearing from the constituencies, questions they're having on face masks or the latest public health order, or when is this all going to end? And maybe we even include Dr. Harrington for some medical things. So if you can read that memo and start, and wherever I can be helpful, and if you don't want to do it yourself, we can do it through a Zoom meeting, and we can record that as well.
Clark is over here saying that he will under no circumstances be doing that. He, when you asked your question, he said, no, I can't. he's feeling sassy today. So I am happy to record whatever. Do you want to divide those up in some way so that we're not, or do you not care?
No, I kind of want you all to do the same ones okay. So we can pepper them. Because I just want to try to create as much content, and then we'll just kind of keep pushing them out.
And then I would say on the conversation with the three of us, probably the best way to get that done is to just schedule it and do it. I'm sure we can figure it out. And I think all of us are generally available after 2. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. I'll check with Kendra. And then the other thing you talked.
Other than today, I have another meeting from 1:30 or from 2 o'clock till 3 o'clock, something like that.
Okay.
I'll
check with Kendra and then the other last thing is that you know the testing's happening. So as of like 3 p.m. yesterday, we had I think 45 people that were registered, And so it was kind of short notice that we let people know just on Monday. So we kept the lines open today to schedule more. Public health has the capacity to do 100 tests a day because it's a pretty quick process. So we'll see what happens on Saturday. And again, just for your information, we've been working with Integrated Community to reach out to the immigrant community so that they have the ability to take part in these tests on mainly on Saturday. So just wanted to keep you informed.
So probably just important to note that that is likely to lead to an increase in our numbers that will be due really to an increase in testing, not necessarily a spike in actual cases.
Yes. So now we're above 500 tests that we've done. About 320 have been done by public health, but after today, that will be closer to 400. And so yes, there will be more. So our dashboard will get updated. So we'll definitely have more tested positive cases. We'll just have to see.
And we can talk about this when we have public health here, but do we know the turnaround time on tests currently that's expected?
Yes. So the hope is 24 to 36 hours. That's what's been happening for the tests. Again, this is a big bulk of tests, so we don't want to over-promise and under-deliver. We want to kind of under-promise and over-deliver. We're hopeful the tests are, if it's not 36 hours, then 48 hours. And then what happens is public health calls people with their results after they get them from the testing facility.
Great. Anything else for the good of the order? Or if not, I'm ready to adjourn until 12 o'clock. Seeing no objections, we are adjourning. See you at 12 o'clock.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.